Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Unmasked with Walker Miss Terry E. Lyle. I want to thank all my listeners from north to south and east and west who's tuning in. And I'm going to start with the United States, France, Germany, Senegal, Australia, United Kingdom, Canada, Nigeria and Cameroon, Africa, Singapore, Japan, Pakistan, Iraq, Peru, Russia, India, Netherlands, Indonesia, Portugal, St. Vincent and the Grenadine Islands. I thank all of y'all for tuning in because the station is constantly growing, and I appreciate y'all. And here at Unmasked, we try to bring the different guests on here that has different, you know, walks in life so that we can share different perspectives. And our show tonight is going to be phenomenal. We're going to have back Barbara Petrone for a part two. She is a phenomenal guest. She is a psychic. And if you would like to ask any questions, call 347-945-6003 and hit the 1 key because that will let me know that your mic is, do you have a comment or a question, and I'll see it on my studio wall. So before I introduce my guests, I want to introduce my wonderful co-host. How you doing, Chris? How you doing, Mark?
Shalom. I'm doing good.
Wonderful.
I'm doing great out here in San Diego, California.
All right, bragging. Look at you just bragging.
Yep, I am.
Well, how's the weather in Ohio, Chris?
Oh, it's rainy in Ohio. It's rainy and cold.
And
oh,
Alabama's
no wonder he ain't bragging.
So I'm so envious of the weather that I'm sure Mark is having right now. So without further ado, let's introduce our special guest, Barbara Petrone. How you doing, Barbara?
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for having me back on. I don't know which way we're going with this. I just get on the boat and I ride it. That's all I can do. I have
okay,
no control.
Well, we have a caller already who got a question. And this caller,
okay,
the last four digits of your phone number is 4252. Caller, are you there and what is your name? Caller.
Hello, can you hear me?
Your last four digits, your number is 4252. What question do you have about?
Hi.
Can you speak up? Ma'am, we can't hear you. Can you speak up? Well, that caller just dropped off. Maybe
hey,
she'll
stop,
call back.
Stop for 1 minute, if you can. Carrie?
Yeah,
can you
yes?
Stop for 1 minute?
Can I stop for one minute? I don't understand what you're saying, Barb. You're asking me, can I stop my show for a minute?
No. Can you just stop for 1 minute? Can I say something? I don't know if you guys would believe this, but it's true. Before I try to do this, on somebody else's show too, can I say just a small prayer? Because maybe that's why your caller couldn't come through. And I bet
okay,
you tried her again to do it. And that's
yeah,
what they're doing.
Small prayer.
Yeah, Spirit's putting a hold on your show for a minute. So hold on a minute. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, thank you so much for letting me be on this show, this wonderful, wonderful woman. Please let her listeners be blessed for everyone that is listening to her show tonight. Please bring healing to them. Use me as your vessel for the healing, for the excitement, for the joy. And please bless the show host and her co-host because they're just amazing people to bring people to do your work to their listeners. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. There you go. There you
okay,
go.
Amen.
Thank you, darling. Now I'm going to get back to that caller. She called back
okay.
in. And caller, your last four digits are 4252. What is your name and are you there?
Hi, yes. My name is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Catherine.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
Hello.
That was beautiful that you said the prayer and it worked. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
Catherine, because when Carrie tried to get a hold of you and you wasn't going, I'm telling you, they'll put a stop to everything. They have no manners sometimes. And when they want something, they'll take it. So thank you, Jesus, for getting you back up here. Do you have a question, please?
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. I finished up a project. It just needs, like, some finishing touches. Do you think it's going to be successful?
Thank you, Jesus. First of all, an older lady came by He sat down beside you because I gotta let them in. Thank you, Jesus. I heard that. Another one just came over. Hold on. We got mom's side. We got dad's side. They're both mother figures, but I feel the one on your dad's side is older. Now, let me say something. Is mom passed over?
No.
And who's the mother on your mother's side? The mother figure on your mother's side is very close to you. It could be grandmother,
yeah.
It could be aunt, but she was really close to you.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
both.
Thank you, Jesus. And she's given you a rose. So whatever the grandmother had to do with a rose, that she handed you a rose, and she said, I want to give this to you. She said, because you're as sweet as this. She said, and you're as just glorified as this. But the rose, she said, means a symbol to you. What's the symbol of the rose to you?
My father, we used to sing songs about roses all the time together. So I just always associate roses with family and love.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
See? Thank
yeah.
you, Jesus. Yeah, she just handed it to you. She gave you a real big kiss. She said, I'm so proud of you. And she said, she's the one to answer your question. And that, she says, first of all, she said, Catherine, who did the project? The project was done by Catherine. Number one, that shows you the thing's going to be successful. She says, because only someone of your integrity and of your imagination and your sincerity, she's doing all this stuff. She's only that kind of person to make a success out of anything. She says she promises you it's going to take off. It's going to become way bigger than you think it's going to be. But what I'm hearing, there's something with some kind of paperwork. When you said touch-up, I don't know if there's another paper that you need to look at or reference to or add to it or whatever it is, but there's a little bit more adding to it, but it's paper. So what's the paper part of it?
I don't know about adding maybe things with there was a union involved. Maybe they'll want to see paperwork.
Okay. Paperwork. I've never been wrong, ever been wrong. And that's not conceit, but that's because I pray before I do this. And I know where my answers are coming from. So,
yes, I believe you.
It's going to be very successful, way more than you think, but there's paperwork. So if it's paperwork you're going to show them, make sure it's all in line. But I feel you have to add just have it there. All right, sweetie?
Okay.
I want to jump in here real quick just for the benefit of the listeners. For anyone out there that's hearing what appears to be static, because spiritual realm is nothing but energy, you know, they create that sound. It's not a problem at the set. Whenever we have paranormal, that energy creates that sound of feedback because they're all trying to emerge and trying to get their thoughts out. Because as you see, while I'm talking, you don't hear that. But when our guest is talking, that energy around her is creating that sound. So there's nothing wrong with what you're hearing. I mean, it's just because the energy forces, the spiritual realm is creating that noise. So I'm going to, get it back to Barbara. And anybody who want to ask a question, hit the one key on your phone, and I'll open up your mic.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Catherine,
you got a trip coming up. It's going to be like a eye-opener. And when I say eye-opener, it's going to put you on a little higher level than you are. It's going to be something that you're going to learn about. So if you have a trip coming up, go to it. Somebody offers it to you. I want to go. Okay?
I'm sorry I didn't hear the first part, though. I just heard it's going to be an eye-opener.
A trip.
I didn't
know. You're going to go away somewhere.
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God.
Yes, glory to God. Yes. Yes.
Well,
it's
going to be a learning.
Wow. Would you mind? My mom is here. Would you have time to speak to her as well? Would you have a moment?
Carrie.
Sure, go right ahead.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Your dad's there?
My mom.
Oh, your mom's there?
Of the
thank
lady.
You, Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Can I ask you something? A man come right behind your mom, and he's got hearts all over him. I mean, there's just like hearts, and he just gave her a big hug behind her. It's your father figure, so it's either her husband or her dad. Is your daddy passed over?
It's my husband, I passed over, yeah. Hi.
Catherine. Hi, yes, my dad passed over. Oh, I had him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Time.
Well,
yes,
tell
thank
her.
You, yes.
Tell her that he walked behind her, and I knew it was somebody that loved her really much because there's all kinds of hearts around him. So it was either daddy or her husband. And it's so funny, he gave her a cup of coffee. He says, I missed it. So I don't know if they drank coffee each morning or what together. But he says, but I want your mom. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Your dad talks really fast. Hold on a minute. He wants your mom that in the morning, when she drinks her coffee or tea or whatever, I'm telling you, Catherine, tell her to make a little cup for him. I'm telling you, telling you. I've had this happen before. Somebody did what I told them to do, and they called me up. They said, Barbara, there's coffee out of the coffee cup. I said, okay. She said, Barbara, there's coffee out of the coffee cup. I said, because he drank it. God, let him drink his coffee. And I'm telling you, they want their coffee. So sit down beside him and drink the coffee. But he just said, tell her I've never left her. I've never, ever left this woman. This woman means everything to me. And tell her, too, he always stays on her right side. I'm always on her right side. And he always takes her elbow. You know how it holds your elbow? He says, whenever we go anywhere, I hold your elbow. She says, so you don't fall or you don't get hurt. But he says, I love you. He says, I always love you. And he says, wait till you see the place that you're going to come to when it's your turn. He says, I got it all ready for you, honey. It's exact words. They've got it all ready for you, and there's all kinds of yellow flowers along the steps, just like you like. So I don't know what the yellow flowers are mean to her, but all kinds of yellow flowers. And he says, I got it all ready for you. So thank you, Jesus. But he never left her, Catherine, ever.
I will.
Ever.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank
you. You have a blessed night, sweetie.
Blessed night to you and all. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Wow,
for that was
awesome.
God bless you. Thank you.
All right, Catherine.
Jesus.
Bye to your mom. Catherine, hit the one key so the question mark will go off my studio wall. But if you have a future question, hit the one key again, and I'll open up your mic.
Thank you, love.
Barbara,
thank you so much.
You're welcome, darling. For the benefit of our listeners, Barbara, tell us a little bit about you for the ones who wasn't on the show originally.
Well, it's very short. If you get my book, it's very short. I could see and hear growing up, but I couldn't talk to them. And I would always tell my mom, why are those people dressed like that over there if they weren't dressed like us? And she'd look and she said, where? And, you know, after a while, you kind of shut up, you know. I was maybe about 5, 6, I can remember this. And then they just kind of went away. And I didn't get this back again until 1993, 94. And then I started, and I'll tell you my very first person, this is my favorite, very little story, is I was homeschooling my daughter, and she wanted to do paranormal classes. And I took her, and they had a field trip to a cemetery. And my very first spirit I ever talked to was a little slave girl. She died in 1900, and I have validation. I talked to her. Validation. And my favorite thing is when she was talking to me, she said, will you bring me a dolly? And I said, well, yeah, I'll bring you a dolly. Now, all this while, I'm kind of shaking in my shoes. I've never had this happen. And she told me about the third time, and this lady said, this other boy said, if she brings you a doll, she'll bring you a doll. Leave her alone. And it was so funny because I got to talking to her, and she said, I was sick, and Mommy was sick, and Mommy died before me. But when the other people came back from the cemetery, because it was nighttime, they looked at the tombstone, and her mom was right beside her, and I couldn't see that. We're talking the middle of the night, dark, and they're older, 1900. But there's other, you know, other validation. But she was my first one, Maddie. I remember her name, Maddie Kubo. But listen to me, people, please. I said cemetery. Those people aren't in those cemeteries. She was there because I was there, and that's where I talked to her. That's where she met me at. But I'm telling you, I tell people, please, you know, I mean, when you go to these cemeteries, they're not there. They're right beside you. They're right beside you pointing to their cemetery saying, or their tombstone saying, can you brush that away? Can you wipe that off a little bit? They're right beside you. And when you leave, they leave. They're not staying there. So understand that they're always beside you. It's just a memorial you go through. But I'm an author. I have a book out called I Hear Them Talking. It's on Amazon. I love animals. Oh, my God. I'm a big animal. Oh, my God. I'm a big animal addict.
And now, Barbara, you have another caller who would like to ask you a question.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
You let me talk, Terry. I keep on going.
Yeah, your last four digits are 7.
Thank you.
Hello?
How you doing? Your name, please.
How you doing, Terry?
I'm doing great. Your name?
I'm sitting here listening to your people talk on the radio.
Well, you want to talk to me?
Terry?
Yes?
It's loud.
Yes.
So how you doing?
I'm doing good. Like my friend Harry from Baltimore. Is that who it is?
Exactly. That's who it is, the one and only.
Okay.
The
well,
one
do you
and
have
only.
A question for the psychic? We can catch up after the show, but this is an opportunity for you to get a real psychic to answer some questions that you might have.
Okay, a real psychic, huh?
Yeah,
I want to know, am I going to have a child before I leave this world?
Well, first of all, can I say one thing? Terry?
Sure.
I got to explain something to people. There is psychics and there are mediums. And a psychic can't ever be a medium because psychic.
Harry, could you actually hold it down because it's very loud? I can't hear what my guest is trying to say to you. Can you hold it down? Take it somewhere else?
Yeah,
okay,
I'm right here.
Go ahead, Barbara.
Okay, I wanted to say something. I got to clarify something. Psychic and mediums are different. I am a spiritual medium. I connect with people on the other side. I don't see futures or any of that. I connect with the other people on the other side. Psychics don't talk to the other side. They do the future.
Okay, so then I got another question for you then.
Hold on, sweetie. They always say a psychic can't be a medium, but a medium can be a psychic for the simple reason your spirit, friends, and family give you what you need to know. I need to ask you a really important question. There is a man beside you that was a preacher. Who's the preacher man that's passed over in your family?
A preacher? Well, I don't know if he was in part of my family, but he used to be a principal in my high school, and he was a pastor. His name is Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Jesus. For some reason, he just loves you to death, and that's why I thought it could have been family, but he came over to sit down beside you, and he's looking at you just like, I mean, he says, Miss Barbara, he calls me Miss Barbara, and he said, this man is so amazing. This man right here will give his last dollar just for somebody to eat.
Why I'm broke now.
He said that you never think about you ever. But what's validating him though is he's really reverent, and I got the word pastor you know, preacher, pastor, whatever. But he says, you know, he says, let me tell you something. He says, and he's shaking your hand, and he's just like patting you on the shoulder. He said, God had a mission for you in life. And,
okay.
and your mission for life was for other people. Was for other people. And
okay.
I mean, I know you asked about a child, but
right.
I keep hearing when you can get everything in a row for yourself, he says, because you're not quite settled. He says, you have so much more just to do. And that, he says, there's so many more blessings coming to you. But I feel,
okay.
do you have a small one around you?
A small, no. Not at the moment, no. Well, I had a friend. She had a little boy. She had a little son. And he used to come over and see me. He stopped coming.
Okay. Well, see, that's the thing. I saw like a small person around you. And he says that
okay.
he's looking at me. He says he's good with kids. And he just pointed to a little kid. So I thought, you know, you had one right around you now. But
okay.
he just talked about a little child. He said, this man is so godlike. So godlike. He's so proud of you. So proud of you. And that.
Well,
he says, but you know something? You know what one of your issues?
You, Harry, because if you have a company, it's creating a whole lot of noise in the background. So,
okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take you off the speaker.
Yeah, well,
hello?
Because there's much interference.
That's better.
Okay, is there another question do you have for Barbara?
Well, we're talking about if you're going to have a child. When you get settled, sweetie, when you get your life to where you feel comfortable and you're ready, he promises, I promise, you're going to get what you want. He said, because you're so
okay.
good, you're
well,
so good. But
and that your sperm count.
I got one more question. Will I see my parents again?
Oh my God. They're both passed over?
Yes. Both of them.
Well, where do you think you're going? Are you going do you have plans to go somewhere else?
No, I hope not too.
Let me tell you something. I know that was sarcastic and I'm sorry if I said it that way.
That's okay.
You don't understand. I mean, oh my God, I wish I could just get everybody at class here. Let me tell you what the other side is like really quick. The other side is just like here, but it's perfect. Remember the story of Eden, the Garden of Eden?
Yes.
That's where we go. This world right here is the world that God made for Adam and Eve. He had to put them somewhere. He just couldn't boot kick them out in space. We're in the world God made for Adam and Eve, and this is where we didn't come here because we're bad. We come here to learn lessons. And the only place to learn lessons is if there's good and bad. But you can't learn lessons in heaven because it's all perfect. But when you get ready to go, sweetie, there's a house for you, and your dad said, look at the trucks I got for you, son. I don't know what it is, but you and trucks. But he's got the prettiest black truck for you. It's shiny.
Oh.
It's got the weird wheels to it. So
okay,
I don't know what
amazing.
The truck is to you, but he says, I've got something for you to ride in, and it's so pretty. Trust me, sweetie. You're going to a house. You're going to be riding in a truck, and God's going to wave to you every day. Every day, because he walks every day.
Thank you. That's just so amazing.
Well, can I ask you a question, Barbara? Because when you just said that about the truck. Now, me personally, okay, when we die, from my understanding, we are transformed into the spirit realm. So why do we need to have a truck when we can just fly?
Okay. See, that people don't understand, all right? God made a world for us, okay? And when I say a truck, the reason why his daddy said, I got a truck for you, because on the other side, we keep living life. We keep living life, and all our favorite things are there. Now I know this, Gary. I've had validations over 20 years. Let me just tell you, just a couple. I did a reading one time, and then this guy come up, and he says, tell her, look what I'm doing. He was stirring a big pot of something. And remember the show Mel's Diner? Because you're old enough to remember that. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, he had that cap on. He had his shirt sleeves rolled up. I mean, he was.
Yeah, I remember the show.
Alice.
And I laughed and I told that woman, I said, there is a man here stirring a big pot of something, and he looks like Mel from El Diner. The woman cried. She said, my God, she said, my dad owned a diner, and everybody called him Mel because he looked like Mel. So that man was passed over. I've had people show me where they loved horses, and they've had told their family, my whole backyard's nothing but horses. I didn't know they liked horses. So I'm telling you, oh, my God, there's so much for you to learn.
Barbara, we have another caller that I need you to talk to. Caller, your last four digits is 679. Name, and who are you? Caller, your last four digits is 8679. Your name, please.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Yes,
your name,
please.
Maria, I'm calling from New York. Thank you for taking me.
You're welcome. Is there a question for the psychic?
Yes, please.
Medium.
Medium, okay, medium.
I'm not a psychic. I wish I would. Yeah, medium.
Well,
go ahead, please.
Hello? I can talk?
Yes. You can talk.
And I got to go for a trip in Italy, me and my daughter. You can see I'll be okay at finance.
Okay, you got to do a trip to Italy?
Yeah.
And you
think
need
I'm
the finances for it? You need the finances for it?
Yeah, I think I'm going to be okay.
Okay, but are you asking if you can get the money for it?
Yes.
Yes, that's what she's asking. Is she going to be able to financially be able to go, her and her daughter, to Italy?
Well, I'll tell you how to do it. I'll tell you exactly how to do it, and I swear to you not, it works because I do it. All you got to do is go somewhere quietly and say, Jesus, now listen to me, people. Say, Jesus, I need to go do this, or I'd like to do this. And if it's in your will, if it's a good thing for me to do, can you help me get there? You do not know how many times. In fact, it happened yesterday. I have $7.34 in my bank. Listen, people, just because I'm a medium, I'm not rich. I'm not Teresa Caputo. Okay? I have $7.34 in the bank. And I said, God, I kind of like have a fair to do this Saturday, and I got to dress up, and I need some money to buy a costume. Do you know I got a reading last night? A reading. Boom, bang. This happens all the time. So you go somewhere quiet, and you just say, God, you know, it's in your will, and I need money. Could you please help me? I'm telling you, it just comes. It just comes. I do it all the time. I do it all the time. Now, you can't sit there and wish for lottery and megabucks. That ain't going to happen. You just give you what you...
A favor, you talk to the people on the other side?
Yeah, I do, because you know what?
Yes.
I have a mail.
She asked you, Barbara, did you talk to people on the other side? And I was answering
her,
yes, she does.
I got it, my husband passed away.
But here's the mail.
She wants to know about her husband who passed away, Barbara.
Okay, but I have a mail beside her, M-A-L-E. But he's talking about farming. Who's the male that does the farming? And it's not, I don't know, he just does farming. Who grows things?
Let me explain to her, maybe she can hear me better. Yes, Barbara was saying there's a male beside you who was into farming, F-A-R-M-I-N-G. Who was the one who did
daddy?
The farming?
That's my grandpa. My
grandfather. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Can I tell you something, please, sweetie?
Yes.
First of all, I only have just a few minutes on this show. My readings are 2 hours long. My readings are 2 hours long. You're asking about your husband. Your husband has not left you. He's around you. But who came over was the guy that was a farmer. And he says, I got to hug her. And he talks really quick. I can hardly understand him. But he says, I was a farmer. I wasn't a farmer here. So I don't know where he's from. But he said, I wasn't a farmer here. But he wants to say he loves you. And the reason why he came over and not your husband to say something because he was stronger. He's stronger in spirit than your husband is. But your husband, if there was ever, if I had the time, he would come over and get validation. But he's right there beside you. He's never left you in that. He wants you to kiss your, who's the little girl, a daughter or what? Do you have a daughter?
Yes, my daughter, yes.
He wants you to kiss her forehead, your husband.
Yes.
So I don't know what it is with your daughter and him, but he said kiss her forehead. Well, I don't know if
that's
what he kissed her.
Yeah, it was a better question, but my husband and me.
Thank you, Jesus.
A better question with the one or two of us, you know. Got it, just one daughter, you know.
You just have one daughter?
Yes, just the one.
There you go. There's your validation. Your husband's there, too. Because he said, kiss her on the forehead. But your grandpa comes through. I don't know how close you are to your grandpa, but he just, oh, my God. He just said, that's my baby, that's my baby, that's my baby. And that, and he says that he just shows his hand. That poor man worked so hard. He worked so hard in his life.
But well,
anyway,
we have a small break right now, Barbara. We'll be back in two, and then I'll guess turn with us, and we talk to Barbara a little longer. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Real. Unparalleled. Authoress Terry E. Lyle has written an autobiography entitled Broken. Terry talks about overcoming her personal battle with suicide, being homeless, selling and using drugs, and living the life of a swinger. She found that with prayer and her belief in God is real, that she was blessed to overcome all adversity to becoming the woman and authoress she is today. The book is $20 and can be purchased through Amazon, Kindle, createspace.com, and from her own personal website at www.terrylyle.com. It's yours today. And make sure you tune in to hear Terry on Unmasked each and every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time on blogtalkradio.com. The number 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. And remember, through God's grace and mercy, all things are possible, for He would not leave.
Looking for some best. First, God's got to get the praise.
Come on, y'all.
See there's an old saying, when the praises go up, you get the blessing coming down. I got some people in the church, God Almighty, look at them, they mess around. Come on, come on.
Woo.
Hell no, to the no, no, no. Hell to the no, hell to the no, to the no, no, no. Listen, I got people in the church smoking weed, drinking whiskey, they drinking a lot of gin.
What you say?
I got the preacher with the night prayer meeting, talking about can I get an amen. Early Sunday morning, about a quarter and a half past ten.
Yeah,
I got some people, they coming off the scene. God Almighty, look at them, they're strolling in.
They need help.
They land at the altar, they confess the sin, their sin.
Come on, wait.
Time to see them Monday morning, they doing the same thing again.
Hypocrite, hypocrite.
Hell no.
Come on.
Tell them no, no, no. Out of school, talking about they don't want to learn. Yet they're standing on the corner, rolling blunts, talking about come on, let's turn.
Y'all better get back to school.
I got kids walking up and down the street, pants hanging down around their knees.
What them pants
talk about that they're looking for a job. When I see them get a book, I say, please,
talk to them. Bro.
See, all they ever talk about, brag about who got the biggest and the baddest gun. Trying to see the copper with the rubber top. They drop the gun, they wanna run.
Put them guns down.
Now the sheriff got them locked up. They sitting in the county jail. It's a shame. I heard the mama, she was crying all night. She can't get no money for the bill.
Come on.
Now the man with the homeboy, cause they didn't put the money in the commissary.
His friend gone now.
They had you in the jail, brother man. You were sure headed for the cemetery.
Come on, wait.
See, there's an old saying that a hard head makes a soft eye.
Yes, Barbara, this is Chris Michael Ward. My question is, you're a medium, do people ever, like, contact you that lost loved ones, you know, due to murder or suicide?
Yeah, and I'm glad you said medium. We're going to have to train Terry, psychic medium. But
okay.
Medium, yeah. But you have to understand, I so hate to get those kinds because I'm an empath. An empath means you feel. And I can tell you stories because I know my neck will hurt or I can't breathe or my head will hurt. You know, whatever they got hurt or killed or whatever, yeah, they come over too. But you have to understand, this is very important. When they come over and do this and tell you this, they're not like that. They're just trying to show you, hey, I'm brother, I'm dad, I'm your friend. I know what happened to me, but look at me. I'm jumping up and down, I'm riding the bike, I'm doing everything. That's how they come over to show you what happened. So, yes. Yeah.
Wow.
And listen, another thing very important for your question, all you people listen to me, there is no such thing as suicide. There is no such thing as suicide. Why? because if anybody committed, what, per se, suicide, go back and look. They were depressed. They were on something. They were not themselves. And they will tell you in spirit, I own up to what I did. But when it happened, I was not me, because the real me would have never left. The real me would have never left. And I tell people, suicide, there's no such thing as taking their life. They don't want to be here no more. It's all
I disagree with that, and maybe it's because I'm limited in what I know. And the reason why I disagree with that, because I've seen different shows on TV where people have committed murders, and because they didn't want to go to jail, they said, before I let the police come get me, I'll take myself out. And that, to me, is defiant. That's arrogance. That's not depression. It's that they are trying to control what happens to their life.
No.
If you want to take me back to jail, it's not going to happen. So I don't believe that everybody that commits suicide is depressed or not in their right mind or intoxicated, whatever.
Eric,
but, you know, we are supposed to have a difference.
Just think about this, okay? The person that's going to take themselves out, they don't want to go to jail. Does a normal person act like them? They are mentally incapacitated. Would you do that? Would you go kill yourself if you don't want to go to jail? No, you wouldn't. Because you don't want to die. So go back and think one more time. No, they were mentally incapacitated. So I'm not arguing, okay? I'm just letting you know that's what they're telling me to tell you. So
okay.
You're back to the mentality thing again. And quit watching TV.
I got a question for you.
Barbara, this is Mark Anthony, your Mexican boy from San Diego. How you doing?
Person. Yeah. I hear Cheech and Chong every time I hear your name.
No, I was listening to your excellent show Crossed Over Connections with Alan and Lori.
Yeah.
And you were talking the last time you did our show, you got an UTI an hour after doing our show, and you ended up in the ER. Now, how does the enemy mess with you when you're trying to do good? Tell us that little story.
Thank you for asking. Oh my God, you got some hellacious co-hosts, Terry. I'm high-fiving you, sister, because they know what to ask. Let me answer that. I've answered it many, many times. I believe in the enemy. I believe in the devil. I believe in Satan, whatever you want to call his dumb ass. I believe in this man, okay? And if you start doing anything towards God, if you even go anywhere towards God or do anything good, he will cut you down. Because you have to understand now, we're not in Eden. We're in a world God made, because he had to put Adam and Eve here, and Satan was a sacred angel back then. So you have to understand, he had to put him somewhere, so he dropped, kicked him down here. But I'm telling you, he does not want you to go forward in your life, your job, anything. So you have to take somebody like me. How many people did I talk to that night? How many times did I say, thank you, Jesus? How many times did I say God?
Oh, yeah, you were constantly saying that, yeah.
Yeah, he was high energy pissed off. He says, I'll fix you.
I bet he was.
And he has done this so many times to me. And I already know it. I mean, I already get ready for it, but I knew something was going to happen. I hung up from y'all. I had to go to the bathroom, and my hair stood on end like, what? And I know what a UTI feels like. I ended up in the emergency room.
And you get to the emergency room, and there was nobody there. God was helping you there.
There was nobody there but me and this other lady. And it's an emergency room on Friday freaking night. And I live in a college town.
That was an awesome story.
You callers, how can I tell you there's a God? Oh, my God. I'm waiting one night, Terry, for somebody to come on my show or yours and say, where's that Barbara Patron? Because I'm going to prove there's no God. Come on, I'm ready. I'm so ready.
Yeah, there is a God. You know, you might have different beliefs.
Oh, my God.
But every belief
but
system
yes.
knows there's a higher power, regardless of what you
yeah.
want to call them. You know, everybody
yep.
knows that we didn't just get here by happenstance. So the people who are, you know, atheists, you know,
yep.
antichrist, you know, so be it. You know, you do your thing over there. I don't like to entertain that, because once I know someone's in my space that don't believe
yep.
in Christ, you know, I don't
yep.
want to entertain them in my space, you know, because
yep.
it's just like it's contagious to me. I don't want none of that negativity jumping off of me. I don't even want to hear the rhetoric. It does nothing for my spirit, so I tune that out.
Yep.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah, but Barbara, we need you to let people know how they can reach you, because we're running out of time here. And how can they reach you, and how much you charge for your personal readings?
Okay.
And
well, let me say real quick, my email is F like in Frank, L like in Linda, medium, flmedium56@gmail.com. Please write me there and tell me that you want to sit with me. I do for 2 hours. I do by Skype, phone, or FaceTime. Now, normally, I charge $120 for 2 hours, and I record you. But you have to understand, for radio people and for favor for Terry and her awesome, you know, call-ins, I'll do a special price for you guys. I'll take $40 off. So what is that? That's $80. And that's not a lot of money. We do 2 hours. Wait till you walk away, you guys. Spirit and God, I mean, trust me, you'll have a new outlook. And I don't keep all my money. Trust me, I'm not rich. I'm helping animals. I've helped a lot of my clients. I've had people call in and want reasons, and they don't have money or something for something. I'll give them my money. God put me here for a reason to help. But he blesses me back, so... flmedium56@gmail.com. So that was my price. I take $40 off for all radio.
She's taking
Thank
off $40, man. She's only charging off $40 an hour, and she do 2 hours, and she record the session. Oh, man, she's doing y'all a favor. Just let her know that you heard it on Unmasked, and she'll hook you up. If not, goes back to the
yeah,
price.
That's a good deal.
Thank
yeah.
you, Jesus. And Terry, you sat with me.
That's
too,
darling.
You know, it's all the same. It's off the chain. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
You know that. I go there.
I was wondering,
is he going to have children? If your sperm is still floating, if them fish are still swimming, you'd be okay. That's one thing about a guy. I don't care how old you are, you can produce, impregnate a woman. But a woman, we get a certain age, ain't nothing happening. The crib is broken. Ain't nothing happening up there.
Oh,
yes, but since we still got Catherine still with us, I'm going to see if she want to ask another question before she go. Catherine, would you like to ask another question before you go?
Oh, thank you. That's such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to say, yes, God bless you all, and I just loved the discussion you were having earlier, too, and just, yes, God bless you all, and thank you, Jesus. Thank you. If you wouldn't mind, sure.
Go ahead.
I was wondering about love. Do you see a love coming soon?
Wondering about love.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Here's how it's going to happen for you, all right? Thank you, Jesus. I heard that. What Daddy's trying to tell you is, thank you, Jesus. I heard that. You've got a couple more things to kind of get settled. And when I say get settled, you cannot meet somebody new until you are settled. Because when you meet somebody, they're like flowers. Our relationships are like flowers. If you don't water them and take care of them, they're going to die. There's a couple more things you got to do. But also, you got to go do something that you normally don't do. Do you bowl? Do you go dancing? Do you do something? Do something, art classes? Because I feel that this next person that's going to be with you is going to be somebody in a realm that you do. They're going to do exactly what you do, and you're going to, that's how you're going to meet them. So find what do you like to do, what's your favorite thing, and it's going to be around February. They're even giving me a date. Thank you, God. February, March, right around there. that's when you're actually going to say, oh, wow, you know, gosh, okay. So try to get some kind of a class or something just to do something that you'd like to do. That's where you're going to see them. You're not going to die alone.
I'm not a medium like Barbara, but I'll say this. Some of the things you pick out to do, don't make it a movie because it's too damn dark. Ain't nobody going to see you, baby. Don't get out there with it.
Yep. Look at you. Wow. It's rubbing off on you now.
And our other friend that was here that's going to Italy, darling, are you still with us?
I think she's in Italy.
Yeah, 499, you still here? Yeah, well, some people, they shy. They don't want to talk too much. They want to stay in the back.
No, that's all right.
That's okay.
No, that's all right. These shows are so short, my God. Our show, my
I know the hour went fast. But don't forget, flmedium58@gmail.com. You can get a hold of Barbara. And that's the lady you want to talk to. And if you say unmasked, you're getting $40 off. You're only going to be paying $40
what
an hour. $120. It's a great deal for 2 hours, and she recorded for you.
Great deal.
Chris, Mark, Barbara, thank you so much for being here tonight on this Friday. Whatever you do, be safe over the weekend, and we'll see us all back here. Next weekend.
We got to do a part three. We got to do a part three with Barbara.
Part three.
We'll see if we can get her down the road. You know, but I want to say thank you, everybody, for listening in on this weekend. And please come back next week because we got a fantastic lineup for you. Same time, 7:30 p.m. Tell your friends and follow us on Unmasked on Blog Talk Radio. And so I'm taking you... The song by Biz Markie is called Vapors.
Radio, TV, and even the press say what's the meaning of
V-O-R-S.
The meaning of this word, without no doubt, means nobody want to be that when you're down and out. Now when you're established and got a lot of money, everybody want to be your buddy and honey. Like tall buildings they call skyscrapers. Can you feel it? Nothing can save you, but this is the season of catching the vapors. And since I got time, what I'm going to do is tell you how they spread it throughout my crew. Well, you all know T.J. Swan, who sang on my records. Make the music nobody beats the biz, well, check it. Back in the days before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big drug jewelry and extensions in her hair. When Swan tried to kick it, she always fast talking about, baby, please, you work for UPS. He wasn't no type of big drug dealer. My man T.J. Swan didn't appeal to her. But now he trusts Dolan with fly belly boots, rough leather fashion and tough silk suits. Now she stopped fronting and wants to speak and be coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his people number, she be begging please, dying for the day to get skis. She caught the papers. She caught the papers. That's calm and plain. He goes by the name of the Big Daddy Kane. The mellow type of fellow that's laid back. Back in the days, he was nothing like that. I remember when he used to fight every day. What grown-ups would tell him, he would never obey. He wore his pants hanging down and his sneakers untied. And a Rasta type tango tilted to the side. Around his neighborhood, people treated him bad. He said he was the worst thing his mom's ever had. He said he would grow up to be nothing but a hoodlum. Or either in jail, or someone would shoot him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. Big Daddy got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like him as a job saying, can I borrow a dollar? Ooh, you're a star now, they call the Vapors. They call the Vapors. Transforms with finesse.
some paper. They got some paper. To work for mine to put your body in park. When I was a teenager, I wanted to be down with a lot of MC, DJ, and crews in town. Trucks crewing over street, I said, can I be down camp? They said, no one treated me like a wet food stamp. After getting rejected, I was very depressed. Sat and wrote some deaf Deuteron at my rest. When I used to come to parties, they make me pay. Would have to beg to get on the mic and rap that day. I was never into girls, I was just into my music. To act like I wanted to keep it dead or trying to use it. But now things switch. Without belief, your biz. Do you remember me from Noble Street Chief? We used to be down back in the days. It happens all the time and never cease to amaze. They call it the paper. Yo, they call it the paper.